The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listener with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and thanks for joining us on Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center of Las Vegas. I am here with you every Saturday morning for an hour talking about your health and vitality, preventative medicine, and what is new in healthcare. I'm trying to help my listeners strive to create a healthy, rewarding, vibrant lifestyle and provide you with information on what's new in healthcare. So listen up. I've got a great topic this morning. We're going to be talking about weight loss, weight gain, when you can't lose weight. And yes, listeners, I did say we're talking about weight loss, the dreadful thing when you go into your doctor and you hear that you need to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, and they put you on that time limit. Well, we're here to talk to you today about a new testing that is out to help our listeners really customize a weight loss program that works for each individual. It's not a crash diet. It's not all these confusion out there, the South Beach, the paleo. What type of diet do you really need to follow? You actually get this test done. You're going to get a diet plan. If you follow it, your body's balanced. You're going to lose weight. I have a special guest with me today. His name is Bill Bradley. He's a sales manager for Pathway Genomics right here in Las Vegas, who actually offers this testing that we're carrying over at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I want to give the listeners a phone number. You're going to need to write this number down. It's 702-731-1200. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you very much, Christy. I appreciate that. It was a very welcoming introduction. We're going to talk today about genes, genome, the human genome, genetics, DNA. The Human Genome Project was completed about 15 years ago.
Bill, I want to introduce this testing, and we've done several shows on this before where we've talked about where patients, they get that 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, where they can't lose weight. They've done multiple exercise programs. They've done multiple diet programs out there, and they just get stuck on weight loss. They get frustrated. People will diet for 4 to 6 weeks, and this is where I tell my patients, too, when they come in and they're on a weight loss program, don't get frustrated when that scale's not moving, because if your body composition is changing, you're actually doing better. If you're gaining muscle, that scale is not going to change. If you're losing fat, you're gaining muscle, and people get frustrated. And when that body really starts to change is about that 4 to 6 week period. But people don't realize that that's actually when they're just starting to benefit from any type of program out there. Obesity has become an epidemic in the United States. And I know I've even come on shows and we've talked about the new study that's recently came out about childhood obesity, and over 30% of kindergartners entering kindergarten right here in Las Vegas are actually obese. This is a scary topic out there, and we are really striving to help people to lose weight and give them something more than going into an office, getting an appetite suppressant, getting a B12 shot, and be sent on your way. This is a way that we can really customize a weight loss program to the individual. And so I know you're from Pathway Genomics. You've come into my office. We've been using this test in my office for the last several months. We've had great results with it. And I want to thank you again for coming back on the show to really talk to our listeners about it. And why are genes so important, and what do they tell us?
Most people don't have a clue how it's going to affect us, myself included, in the future. Because just a generation, 15 to 20 years from now, what's going to impact us and how it's going to affect us is going to be dramatic. But when it comes to weight and weight loss, Pathway Genomics specifically has a test called Healthy Weight DNA Insight Test. It looks at a lot of different markers, specifically over 70 genetic markers for individuals with this test. And some of the specifics that it's looking at are eating behavior or traits. And a lot of patients don't understand how those eating behaviors or traits from a genetic perspective affect them in a dramatic way. For example, and I'll talk about myself because I have this. I happen to have eating disinhibition. And what eating disinhibition means or does for a patient, it means it's an inability to stop themselves from eating foods that typically are not necessarily good for you. But it can be good foods as well. If you overeat anything, it's very easy to gain weight. Very easy. If you eat way too many calories for the type of exercise or lack thereof, you're going to gain weight. So if I'm eating chicken breasts and carrots, but I'm overeating that, then I'm still going to be able to gain weight. But if typically, unfortunately, I happen to like Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&Ms, peanut M&Ms especially.
Peanut M&Ms. And I know in my own office when people come back this eating disinhibition, I use that as an example. If I have two peanut M&Ms, I want 10, 15, 20.
You can't stop yourself.
And it's not, like you said, foods that you are good for you, that you're going to crave and want and you can't stop. And when you have this gene, this really helps our patients know that, hey, it's real. You can't stop eating peanut M&Ms. It's not just in your brain or your head, and it really plays a role in weight loss.
Information, just you hit the nail on the head. Information is key. If you don't know that you have this trait and you're going throughout your life eating things that you normally wouldn't want to, but you have this genetic trait that's just kind of pushing in that direction, now that you know or are armed with this information, you can stop those things. For example, at my house, I know I have this. So let's put it this way. I try not to keep things in my house that are not good for me. For example, peanut M&Ms. I've switched it now from peanut M&Ms to regular legumes, i.e. peanuts. It helps me out so that if I am having a craving, I go and have a handful or a small handful of that, and then I'm finished. Instead of eating half of a bag or half of a jar, and then I look and I go, oh my gosh, what did I do and why did I do that? I can sit back and say, take a look at this. Let's do something different. Let's change a habit. It's a behavior. A behavior becomes a habit. You've done it for most of your life. Let's change that behavior so it becomes something much better.
So this test is actually really great, and it really assists in our weight loss programs. It allows us to customize a program specific for each individual. And I got to tell you, out of all the testing that we've done, and you know we've done many of them, I haven't seen one of these come back exactly the same. I've seen a lot of, you know, especially in families, you'll see a lot of genetic traits that come back similar. And it's awesome because patients can come in as a couple, they can come in as a family, they can have this done.
Yeah.
We sit down, we go over this testing, and you can use it as a family to change a lifestyle. We're out there to help you change your lifestyle so that you're healthy in the future. This is not just a 4-week, 6-week, 8-week plan where you drop the weight and then you gain it back. These yo-yo diets out there, you know, you lose 20, 30 pounds and then you come back. And I see patients come back 6 months later and they've gained the weight back because they haven't looked at these type of things. And this testing really helps us even, it looks like exercise, it looks like other health conditions that you may be genetically, you know, predisposed to, like type 2 diabetes and even osteoarthritis. And it also looks at, you know, metabolism factors too. It also looks at if you're at genetically risk for having high cholesterol. It's also going to give you a little bit on medication response. It's also going to look at nutrients to see if you're genetically predisposed to having a nutrient deficiency. It's also going to customize a diet program for each individual. And I tell you, I've had a couples come back. They've been on different diets. They've been on the low-cal matching diet. They've been on the balanced diet. But it's really easy to combine them together, and it's something that's not hard to do. And as weight goes up, people start to get on a one blood pressure pill, two blood pressure pills. Now I'm type 2 diabetes, and I'm on a diabetes medication, which all the medications have side effects. And if we can get people to just lose 10, 15 pounds to get off some of these medications, why not? So another thing that, you know, this really looks at too is you get a whole packet, what to eat, what not to eat. It's very easy to follow when you get this diet program. And, you know, who would really benefit from this?
Oh, goodness.
I don't really think there's anybody that doesn't benefit from
that.
I know in the
question.
Past we've had Dr. Nova on this show. We've talked about this test, and he's even, you know, said that he's had athletes do this. He's had trainers do this. He's had people that not only don't need to lose weight, but how they can really customize their diet specifically for their gene out there.
It's tremendous. You asked the question of who would this be good for. It's not restricted to any age group. But what I would say is that when it comes to the patient base that typically looks at this, it's usually patients that are trying to lose the weight or they've lost some weight, like say they've done bariatric surgery, and they're trying to find a way to maintain that. Because a lot of people that do those types of surgeries, a lot of times will gain the weight back. And we had mentioned before, weight loss, weight gain, I happen to have that genetic trait. So if I'm not watching what I'm eating on a regular basis and paying attention to my nutritional needs that we talked about before and the exercise response, it's like I explain this to patients this way. It's a snowball effect in two directions. If you're following it, it makes it really easy to lose the weight and maintain it off. As soon as you revert back to those old ways, it makes it real easy in a snowball effect to roll up into a huge ball in a negative way, to gain the weight back, to lose the energy level, to make it even harder to exercise. It means that your micronutrients are even worse for yourself, meaning you don't have enough in your system in order to maintain the energy levels that you need in order to exercise, to eat the right foods. So, for example, if I have an easy way of gaining weight or losing weight, meaning I have weight loss, weight gain very easily, that means that maybe I'm not paying attention to my eating disinhibition. I'm going to eat those bad foods, way more M&Ms than I should be, which means I might be lower in the vitamin B6 or B12 area. I happen to be folate deficient. That comes back into the absorption of other nutrients into my body, which then translates into an inability to say, you know what, I'm really tired tonight. I don't want to go to the gym, or I don't want to walk around the neighborhood, whatever the case may be, because your exercise is critical, especially if you're a patient that has a genetic trait or mutation that allows you to have endurance training and enhanced benefit from that. I happen to have that one. It's something, if I'm not doing or paying attention to my exercise routine, guess what? I'm more easily going to gain that weight back, or I'm going to fall off the bandwagon and eat those bad foods. So if you have this genetic trait, the exercise mutation, you need to pay attention to that. Why? Because it allows you to lose the weight more easily and maintain it off.
And, you know, I tell patients, too, a lot of times when they'll come back for this exercise response and they've had this trait for endurance training, you know, we tell patients that they need to do 40 minutes a day at least 5 days a week, optimally. But it's not that you need to go to the gym. It's not that you need to get on a treadmill for 40 minutes. There's things that people can do, even in a busy schedule. And it's not that they have to do this 40 minutes all at one time, too. Get up in the morning, take the dog for a walk, take your kids with you when it's cooler. We're starting to head into fall now where it's getting a little bit cooler, which I love because it makes it so much easier to do these things when it's not 110 outside all day long and our cool at midnight is 100 degrees. But even just walking, I've told a lot of people, too, when it's so hot out, even swimming, people that have joint pain and are not able to exercise a lot, even doing some of these swimming exercises that we give in the office that they can do in their pool, that's not going to have that impact on their joint. That's going to help them lose the weight. It's going to help them maintain the weight off, like you had mentioned, if they test for this. But it gives the patient an idea what they need to do to lose weight instead of doing multiple programs. I've had patients come in and tell me they've spent all this money on these diet and weight loss programs out there. And it kind of disappoints me a little bit because I know they're going to be back in 3 months and they're going to have, sometimes they even gain more weight. There are some diets out there you basically starve yourself for 23, 40 days. And guess what happens when you stop doing that?
Weight gain.
You gain weight right back. And even they're going to gain more weight back because they're not, you're basically putting your body into starvation mode. You're lacking all the nutrients. I know I've done shows and we've had people call in on shows and a lot of the HCG drops and some of the supplements out there. And I've had them read what's on the back of that label. You know, some people called in, they had ethanol alcohol and some of them dropped out there. And it's scary, and we really want the consumer and our listeners to know what is safe and what you need to do optimally to lose weight and really get motivated to lose it. And this is a great test that you can have done. And really, honestly, Bill, let's talk a little bit, too, about we're going to talk how it risks into the health conditions. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about detailed into the testing and the nutrient stuff. And it's time to take a break. I am Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My phone number is 702-731-1200, 702-731-1200.
Prizes can be picked up at the CBS Radio M&K Heating and Cooling box offices located at 7255 South Teneo Way, Suite 100. If your AC is down, call M&K Heating and Cooling at 702-263-0746. License number 68651.
I never thought I could do it. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I've lost another 2 pounds this week, and I owe it all to the professionals at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. I've dropped more than 31 pounds in just a few months, and I'm just 19 pounds from my goal of losing 50 pounds. I got tons more energy. I've gone from a 3X swimsuit to an XL. Even my shadow's getting smaller. You know how good that feels. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know that we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks and baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff We'll customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. I hope you'll take just a minute and call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center at 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. That's 702-731-1200, 702-731-1200.
Listen up, Vegas. Dollar Loan Center guarantees to beat the rate of any payday lender. You can even apply and get fully funded online at don'tbebroke.com. A signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes with no hidden fees and no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value with no credit check at all. At Dollar Loan Center, you only pay for the time you have the loan out, and we lend more, way more than the rest. With more than 25 area locations, or apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the retirement brothers?
Market's going up. It's been a strong growth period, and it's no different than sitting at a casino and having a winning streak and thinking, when do you get out? And
that's why we're called the retirement brothers. We'll sit down with you, talk to you about when's the time to run. Retirees really want safety. They want protection. They want growth.
Join the retirement brothers Saturday afternoons at 5 on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobelt.com.
Sean Hannity.
Obama simply didn't understand the nature of the threat that is radical Islamic militants. He has his head in the sand. He is a man of the hard left. That's all he's been indoctrinated to.
Sean Hannity, live weekdays at noon on FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Los. Website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My phone number is 702-731-1200. And welcome back to our listeners that have just tuned in. We've been talking about genetic testing, weight loss, what benefits this type of testing can have. I'm here on the air with Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics. He's the sales manager and brought this test to my office. And we've been sharing with our listeners what benefits this type of testing has and how it can really is a provider-ordered test. It really helps personalize the care of a patient when they come into the office. It's a tool that we use to help patients lose weight when they've been on multiple diets. I tell you, there's Weight Watchers, there's calorie counting, there's all these difficult plans out there. There's so many books out. You go and even any store you go to, now you see these books out there about the weight loss programs. What diet do you follow? It's so confusing as a provider myself what type of weight loss program you should put somebody on. It is a trial and error unless you have this type of testing done. And we're one of the clinics here in town that offer this type of testing and really getting it out there to our listeners so that they know that we can really customize and personalize a weight loss program for them. When we left off on break, we were talking about how this genetic testing is done. And Bill, I want to just talk a little bit to our listeners how easy this test is done. It's done right in the office.
It
is very simple. So let's talk to them a little bit about how we do this type of testing right in the office.
You know, one of the questions that I get before I actually show anybody, you know, how it's the specimen is actually collected is, you know, do you guys use needles? Do you have to put blood? Do you have to, you know, have a cup for urination? No.
This is no
all
needle sticks.
Done. Yeah, no needle sticks. This is all done through saliva. So while it's not a swab, it's actually a sputum specimen. So you're spitting into a cup. And I'm holding it here. I know you can't see it. But it's about It's about 2.5 inches tall and about half an inch or so in diameter. But there's an inner tube that actually is where the specimen sits. The outer tube is just the protection of it. The inner tube is about, I'd say about an inch and a half long and about a quarter of an inch in diameter. And you're only filling that up about a third of the way. And so it's only about 3 or 4 milliliters. And then there's a lid that goes on it that has like a salt water solution that actually kills the bacteria and helps preserve or stabilize the genes that we're looking for. And the collection process is rub your cheeks, no food or water or drink or anything like that for at least in half an hour, preferably an hour before. And then you spit into the tube and we send it off and it's sent into the lab with a silver about 5 inches by 5 inches by about an inch and a half tall box. And everything comes into there, everything goes out there to the lab. And in about 2 to 3 weeks is the general time frame upon which the results come back in. And the test that we've been talking about for the Healthy Weight DNA Insight test, you know, for the patients that are looking at this test, we're typically trying to look at eating behaviors, micronutritional needs, and exercise response. But this one goes into a lot more depth. But for this segment, I wanted to be able to talk about eating behavior traits, the nutritional needs, and exercise response, specifically because if you're not paying attention to the eating behaviors, for example, for myself, like we were talking about, I have the food desire as well as eating disinhibition. Because I have those two traits, it's very difficult for me sometimes to stop myself when I go to the grocery store or I'm at a place where I'm really hungry to not eat my entire plate and then somebody else's as well. And that translates into me gaining weight very easily and not watching my calories.
This is a real benefit to patients out there. And a lot of times when they come in and they have this done and we present this eating behaviors and the traits they may have, I can't tell you, Bill, how many patients go, so that's why when I go to a buffet in Las Vegas, I can't stop eating until I feel sick or I feel full or I want to go take a nap. So it really allows us to customize that program for them. And when they come back like these traits, you're not going to a family buffet. You're not eating family style at the dinner table. You're going to fill your plate. This is what you're going to eat, and you're going to get rid of it because you don't have that gene to shut off or you don't have that gene that you feel full. And it's such a benefit to really customize a program for patients just to know that you have this. And the other thing is, too, is it will look at your sweet tooth, correct?
Yeah. I mentioned the two that I have, the eating disinhibition, food desire. But there are three more. There's a snacking genetic trait or mutation. There's a satiety or a feeling full or lack thereof. There's a sweet tooth as well. If you have any one of these other traits besides eating disinhibition and food desire, it's not guaranteed that you'll, say, have a sweet tooth. It's just saying a much higher likelihood. And how I like to look at the entire test in general is, if you're a smoker, is it guaranteed that you will have cancer? No, it's not guaranteed. Just much higher probability that you'll have cancer versus somebody else that doesn't smoke. Because the inverse is true as well. Just because you don't smoke, it's not guaranteed that you won't have cancer. You can still get it, just much less likely to have it. Your propensity is much lower. Same thing with your genetic traits. Just because you have a genetic trait is not guaranteed that you will have that genetic propensity. It's just much higher because you have that gene or you have that mutation. And in some cases, it's a really good thing. Skipping forward just a little bit, we have the exercise response. If you have the genetic mutation for exercise response, endurance training, enhanced benefit that I have, it can be critical. Why? Because is it guaranteed that if you exercise, you will lose weight? No, nothing is ever guaranteed. It's significantly higher, though, if you exercise versus somebody who doesn't, to be able to lose the weight. If you have enhanced benefit, as I do, and hopefully a lot of the audience members would as well, it just makes it that much easier to be able to lose that weight and maintain it off. And if you continue that throughout your lifetime, it just means you'll be able to maintain that off for the rest of your life as well.
And I know when we say exercise, a lot of people get scared, and we were kind of talking about this in the first part of the show. This is not exercise where you have to go do a gym membership or you have to go spend all this money to do things. We actually give our patients, when they come back and they test for this predictive measurement, that 40 minutes of exercise 5 days a week is going to be beneficial. We try to really look at, and I know a lot of people that have come into my office, I have you come in, you're about an hour in my office for the first visit, because you're not only going to sit down with my staff, you're also going to sit down with me, and I want to know your life story. I want to know when you eat, when you sleep, what is a typical day for you. And then what we do is we really take these predictive matters from this test and these predictive genes, and we create a whole weight loss and exercise program that will work with you. It's not that anybody out there, you know, if you got joint pain or you're severely overweight, there's activities out there that everybody can do and that we can really customize to each individual so that they can get the benefit from this. And I know when I first say it takes time to work patients up, when you give them that 40 minutes, 5 days a week, it scares people that you got to go out there. And I know even myself, and you know yourself, Bill, you've been in my office a lot. I live a very busy lifestyle, and you have to basically schedule it in your schedule.
You do.
And really just participate and take action and get healthy. And if you can get off 2 or 3 blood pressure pills or even medications that you're on, or prevent yourself from going on these medications by just doing a little bit. And it's not when you come in and get this test done that I say tomorrow you're going to the gym for 40 minutes, you're running on that treadmill, you need to be at an RPM of 8 in a fast sprint. We really try to customize that. Now, I have patients, you know, our athletes, our people that are training for an event, they're going to go out and they're going to do that, but that's their lifestyle. We're going to really kind of customize a program to that. And this test has brought a lot to helping people customize an exercise program. The other thing is it looks at sugar levels, correct, and insulin levels and the response with exercise.
You know, you hit the nail on the head with that one. When it comes to exercise response, it's not just looking at physical exercises, stamina building exercises. It's also looking at cholesterol and insulin sensitivity levels. So if you have this genetic trait, as I do, it means that if I'm doing stamina exercise, I'm producing more insulin that can more easily regulate my blood sugar levels, which then allows me to reduce the levels that I might have ordinarily that, hey, I might be prone to getting diabetes. If I have type 2 diabetes gene, the mutation in my body, does that mean I will get diabetes? No, it just means it's a much higher likelihood. So if I'm not paying attention to the micronutrients, the vitamin Bs, the 6s, the 12s, the folates, A's, C's, D's, and E's, that means if I'm not eating right, I'm not exercising, I'm going to snowball in the wrong direction. If I can do those things in the right way, I can snowball myself in a positive direction. It's absolutely critical that if the patient understands and informs themselves of this and they actually want to lead themselves to the water, i.e. get this genetic information and find out that it can help them out in a tremendous way, Christy can do that. I can't force them to do it. I can't force them to do the right things, but at least you have the information, and what you do with it can basically free you up to do a lot more throughout the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And I know even on our initial blood work that we try to combine with this type of testing, one of the things that I do is I check a blood sugar. I check your blood sugar levels. I also look at your blood sugar levels and do a lab test that looks at your blood sugar levels over that 3 month period. We take that and we combine it with these predictive factors and knowing, look, your blood sugars may be running a little bit on the high side. We don't want to get you to that pre-diabetic, you know, aspect. We want you to really take that preventative. And if you know you're running that little bit higher blood sugar, you're testing predictive for this measure, you know what, maybe we can prevent people from going on medications to control their blood sugars. And it really, when I feel when patients see this and they look at these predictive measures, and then I'm telling them, you know what, you may be in your 30s or 40s, 50s, and you're starting to run that little higher blood sugar level or even that blood pressure level. These are the things that we can do to help you so that you don't end up into all these chronic health conditions, and really add that preventative aspect to it. You know, you had talked about the micronutrient stuff, and it really looks at the predictive measures based on your genetics for vitamin deficiencies. And that's also another testing that we actually do in the office. And I tell you, when I see people come back and they have this predictive measurement that they may be vitamin D, they may be your V vitamins deficient, then we're going to go and we're going to do this type of testing and actually see what you're deficient in and really customize a program versus going going out there and buying stuff over the counter. And listeners, we do have to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to continue to talk with Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. That's 702-1200.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-545-2525. That's 800-545-2525. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-545-2525. That's 800-545-2525. American Bullion, 800-545-2525.
Share an evening of laughs and memories with the King of Comedy as the Smith Center presents Jerry Lewis. September 30th at 7:30 p.m. Take a comedic trip down an eight-decade memory lane featuring a feel-good blend of stand-up comedy, trademark vignettes, video montages of his most memorable and hilarious film moments, and songs that will delight patrons of all ages. Don't miss an evening with Jerry Lewis. September 30th. Tickets available now at thesmithcenter.com, starting at only $24.
Nevada is recovering from the housing crisis. Many of your neighbors, maybe even you, dream of owning a home without knowing where to start. Home Again, a free public service from the Nevada Attorney General, can help. Home Again may assist with first-time homebuyer education, down payment assistance, and if needed, help you to rebuild your credit. Simply call 1-855-457-4638.
Asistencia disponible en español.
A free public service from the Office of the Nevada Attorney General. 1-855-457-4638.
More news, compelling talk. FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My phone number is 702-731-1200. And welcome back. I'm here with Bill Bradley, the Senior Sales Manager for Pathway Genomics. And welcome back on the show, Bill. And we've been talking about nutritional needs, this Pathway Genomics test and genetic testing, and how we can really customize a weight loss program or even a diet plan for those people that are not overweight that's really based on your genetics and predictive measures that will really be successful to maintain weight off. To also, we talked about how even athletes and people that are doing excessive training, how this program can really help them. And, you know, obesity has become a real epidemic in the United States, and over two-thirds of the population is obese and overweight.
Wow.
And that's huge out there. And, you know, more than 69% of the population has a BMI of greater than 25. Do you know now when you go to the doctor, we have to do that BMI on you? And most of the patients are running over 25 on their BMI, and the health risks that go along with it, including, you know, insulin sensitivity, diabetes, the high blood sugars, even running, I tell my patients, even running borderline high blood sugars is a danger to your health. It causes inflammation in the body. It causes all kinds of health risk. And if you're starting to trend in this just spiral with your health, we just really are trying to focus on how we can add preventative medicine and catch people when they're starting to get that little bit of borderline unhealthy, or, you know, they've set their trends. I've stopped exercising. I've stopped being active. My busy lifestyle, stress alone can cause weight gain. can be huge. We've talked about how this genetic testing that's done in the office, it's a simple test. It takes you about 5 minutes. You collect a little bit of saliva. It's just as effective as doing a blood test. It looks at the white blood cell. It looks at the lymphocyte and pulls the genes off of that. And there's no needle stick. There's no poking. It's pain-free. You come into the office.
Yay.
You have it done. And it gives us so many things that are beneficial to help customize a program for our patients and really personalize healthcare. Healthcare has come to more that personalized, and I know in my office myself is I really want to treat that patient that comes in. I don't want to just treat your high blood pressure. I don't want to just treat your diabetes. I don't want to just tell you, go lose 10 pounds. I'll see you in 3 months or 6 months because my patients aren't going to do it. We really focus on trying to guide a program that they can use. Now, this testing does and looks at the nutritional needs of patients, correct?
That is correct. One of the things that we recently did with one of your patients is we had a patient come back and the result was they were low on the vitamin B6 and B12 side. Well, that's huge because the patient then is low on the energy side because those are your energy vitamins. If you're low on the energy vitamin side and you're not knowing this, well, guess what? That can translate into higher stress levels because you're like, oh my God, I've got a fog. I can't think of things as easily. You know what? I don't really want to go to an exercise, whatever it happens to be, whether it's yoga, going to the gym, or just walking around the neighborhood with the dog at night. If you don't have those issues, then you're the person that can do the exercise. You're able to maintain that weight off. But if you do have those issues, guess what? You don't want to do those proper things, meaning eat the right nutrients, which can translate into if you have vitamin B6 and vitamin B12 deficiencies naturally from a genetic standpoint, and you are deficient at that point, then what can happen is the doctor can prescribe something for you, or you can look for nutrients, i.e. vegetables, foods in general that have higher levels of that. But there's not a lot of nutrient-rich foods that have enormous amounts of that. So you typically would need some kind of supplementation to get yourself up there and then maintain that with diet. So you're looking at things like vitamin B6, folic acid, which I'm deficient in just naturally from a genetic standpoint, vitamin D, which can be huge because that's been translated into some studies that looked at if you're vitamin D deficient, cancers can arise from that. And a lot of other nutrient deficiencies.
Vitamin D is absolutely huge. And I tell you, we do that screen in my office on your first visit to make sure
and you that see it all the
you,
time.
It's all the time. And I got to tell you, there's not many patients that come in unless they're supplementing vitamin D, which I want to warn our listeners, don't go out over the counter and just buy any type of vitamin D supplement. You don't want to just go load up on vitamin D because it can also be dangerous to take too. So you really want to come in, you want to get that test done and get on the proper dosing of vitamin D. And the only way, you know, oftentimes I'll have patients come in and tell me, well, I drink milk and I eat dairy. Guess what? You're not getting enough vitamin D from it. It's a marketing thing out there that they add that it's fortified with vitamin D, but you need so many IUs per day. And I see we live in the city of sun. There's sun every day here, and everybody is still vitamin D deficient. We all put sunscreen on. We put clothes on. Unless you're getting that 15 minutes back in front exposure, everyone is vitamin D deficient. And I'm sure not going to tell people to go out there and not put sunscreen on and expose themselves every single day to the sun. So this is one, you know, and oftentimes I'll tell patients to come and take their vitamin D at nighttime. It helps with sleep. They don't believe me, but I'll tell you, they come back in a month and they go, it's fantastic. It's just vitamin D. I'm not taking sleeping pills. I'm not taking over-the-counter things. Like you said, there's some new studies out there that are really showing the dangers of people being vitamin D deficient and not being treated appropriately and being on a good quality vitamin D supplement. You don't want to go buy this supplement over-the-counter. A lot of it's not active. It's got a lot of fillers in it, and it can be a dangerous thing. The other thing is it looks at vitamin C levels, and I kind of preach this a little bit all the time, and the lifestyles we live, we're in a 24-hour town. Everybody's on go, go. We don't have rest, relaxation. We don't take an hour lunch. I can't tell you myself when the last time I've had a break from the office for an hour and get that good quality sleep. More than 50% of that vitamin C is stored in the adrenal gland. Now you're running that adrenal gland down by doing 24 hours a day. You're doing this shift work. You're working nighttime. So these nutrients, like you had mentioned, are so important to your health, and it's not something just to glaze by and say it's okay.
It's critical.
It is critical. And like you had mentioned, too, that foggy brain, foggy memory. I can't remember everything. I got the notepad sitting down. I don't feel well. I don't have motivation to participate in eating well or going out and even walking. Nobody should really feel like that. I don't care what your age is or what health problems you have. And sometimes, like you had mentioned, we have tested a patient in my office, and the nutrients, they came back, and the only thing we did was put them on this program, get their nutrients fixed, and they've come back 8 weeks later, and they feel fantastic. They feel like we've saved their life. Even depression, anxiety, it can be a nutrient deficiency.
That could be dangerous, very dangerous.
And then, you know, we get people on blood pressure pills. We get them on medications for diabetes. And, you know, a lot of these pills actually block your vitamin absorption or eat up the vitamin that you've already barely consumed because our foods aren't nutrient rich. So now we even have more of a deficiency in these vitamins. And we wonder why patients have fatigue, why they can't sleep at night, why they don't have energy, why they don't have motivation. They got that memory loss, and it's real. So when you go in and you get that general blood workup done and everything's okay, you need to really be focusing and looking at some of these other specialty tests, like this healthy weight test, and what other things can be causing the problem. Let's also talk a little bit about the weight and diet component of this testing and what it provides a patient that has this testing done.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it's a really good idea because the way that this test works is it's not just saying, hey, look at this information and throw it in a drawer. It's saying, look at this information and incorporate it into your everyday routine. And the reason why I say that is because, yes, if you know that you're genetically deficient, like I am, say, in folic acid, if I incorporate for myself anyway, increasing the dark green leafy vegetables allows me to get that folic acid that I need, that allows me to absorb the other nutrients that I need so that I can get the energy, reduce the fog level that I might have, so on and so forth. But a lot of times the patients don't know or don't understand or not sure what kind of diet plan should I be doing based upon my genetics. And unless you've done a test like this, there's no way to know unless you go throughout your entire life just testing to find out yourself.
You're hitting and missing.
You got it. So this can tell you exactly where you stand. For example, with the sample diet plan that I'm looking at here, happens to be a balanced diet one. And the calorie side or the caloric intake side of it ranges anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 calorie diets. And that's going to be dependent upon what the doctor wants to do. And all that comes into variations of what types of nutrients that you're eating, what kind of exercise level, what kind of job that you have, stress level, all those things come into play, as well as many other ones as to dictate it as to what she wants you to do from a caloric intake side. But the key or critical side that should always be adhered to throughout the rest of your life is the percentages that you need to eat from a lean protein standpoint, healthy fats, complex carbohydrates. So, for example, in this healthy diet plan, it says 20% healthy proteins, 20% healthy fats, 55% complex carbohydrates. When I first looked at my own, I'm a low carbohydrate one. That means I have 30% proteins and 30% healthy fats and 40% complex carbohydrates. That translates into if you have two individuals, let's say, that come into an office and do this test, and let's say they're both on Atkins diet, high protein, low carbohydrate, almost no carbohydrate for a specific period of time, one patient will work phenomenally at it. They'll lose a lot of weight very quickly. But the other patient who doesn't have it is barely going to lose any at all, or they're going to lose some, and they're not going to understand why they gained a whole lot of weight back after the fact. And it's because their genetics, their gene, their body demands different nutrients and different percentages than an average person. That's the reason why.
You know what I really like about this test, too, is, and I've seen patients that have come back and we've kind of hit or miss on their diet program that haven't had this test done, and we're trying to choose a diet that they're going to be successful, and we're constantly trying to change it up month to month. I was actually surprised. This is not a program that you cannot eat on. You can eat food on this program. You're not going to be starving. You're not going to be hungry. You can actually eat the foods that you need to feel full and have the energy that you need. And I got to tell you, a lot of times when I hand this to patients and they know they can eat so much percentage of complex carbohydrates, they're really surprised and they come back and tell me, I'll never lose weight. I'm going to gain weight. And honestly, it works.
Yeah.
It's not true. So if they're nutrient balanced, they've gotten rid of all the food sensitivities, they're following this program, you are going to lose weight no matter what type of patient we're seeing. And it really personalizes that program for them.
Real quick, I was going to say, kind of adding what you talked about, if a patient says, oh, my gosh, you know, I need to reduce my carbohydrates, and I would say in general some patients may need to depending upon what they're eating on a daily basis. But if you're not eating the right other nutrients, the right amount of proteins and right amount of healthy fats, then I would say, yes, you probably need to decrease the amount of carbohydrates that you're eating. But again, keeping in mind the overall percentages is key or critical, actually, because if you're not eating the right amount of nutrients, the micronutrients, as well as the percentages that go along with that, the fats, the proteins and the carbohydrates, you are going to need to do some significant changes in the way you do your dieting or the way you need your eat your nutrition.
I give so many of these out every single week. It's not a hard program to follow at all.
It's not.
It's actually a very easy. I like in the back too. It gives even patients a meal plan. They can pick a breakfast for the day. They can pick a lunch for the day. They can pick a dinner for the day.
A snack even.
And you can have snacks. You're not starving on this. And like you said, it's really balanced. And I want to tell our listeners that we are going to do a show special. The test is going to be, we're going to talk a little bit about costs when we come back from break. Our office visit is going to be $99. You're going to come in. You're going to have a consultation. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about cost. We're also going to talk a little bit at some other testing out there that may be beneficial to our listeners out there, other than the healthy weight testing. I'm going to be right back after a break. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Let me give you that phone number so you can get the show special. It's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. And my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
McDonald Highlands offers luxury estates and custom home lots featuring spectacular, inspiring views. These hillside home sites are unique with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip. The focal point of the secure guard-gated community, 18 holes of championship golf at the Dragon Ridge Country Club. An all-new athletic club, tennis center, and spa are just a few of the amenities. Visit McDonaldHighlands.com or call us at 702-614-9100 to book a tour. Let us inspire you.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
The hits, all solid gold. When you walk, your entertainment destination, the showroom at South Point, presents...
Hang it. This song is dedicated to America.
Righteous Brother Bill Medley, with special guest McKenna Medley. August 29th through the 31st. Tickets at the box office, southpointcasino.com, or call 702-797-8055. Righteous Brother Bill Medley, at the South Point.
FM News 100.5 and KXNT.com. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I just offered a show special. I'm here with Bill Bradley with Pathway Genomics. We've been talking about DNA testing and how it helps patients lose weight and really get on a customized weight loss program instead of doing this hit or miss diet. There's so much marketing out there about which type of diet, South Beach, Paleo, Atkins. I can name 100 on this show, but really how genetic testing offers the listeners and our patients an opportunity to really customize and personalize a weight loss program that really works, and how if patients are really following it, that they will lose weight or they'll maintain weight, or even to our athletes and trainers out there, or if you're training for an event, how it can really enhance your performance through following a weight program or a diet program that's specific for your genes to ensure that you're eating enough carbohydrates, that you're eating enough of the right carbohydrates. We're not telling you to go out there and eat simple carbohydrates. But also the test gives you what is a complex carbohydrate and what are things that you can eat. And Bill, oftentimes when I tell my patients what is in a complex carbohydrate, they're really surprised. And the types of lean proteins and healthy fats that they can eat on this program, you're not going to be starving. You're going to be full. You're going to have good energy when you're doing this program. And when we left off, we were really talking about the weight loss part of it. And we also want to talk a little bit about some of the other testing out there that is offered. And I want to tell my listeners, KXNT is the code. It's $99 to come in and have a consultation. You're going to meet with me. We're also going to talk a little bit about how much the test costs. It is covered by insurances, most insurances out there. But first, before we kind of get in that, I want to talk a little bit about, I've had a personal experience in the last couple of months with several patients doing the mental health insight test that you guys offer with your company. And I got to tell you how beneficial it really has helped. And I have a patient that's been very close to me in my practice and has actually had some very bad side effects happening. She was suffering from some severe depression, anxiety, was put on medication, and it actually had the adverse effect out there. And she was actually suicidal and tried to commit suicide. And when we did this test on her, she came to me as a patient. I said, you have to have this test done. All we're doing is you're going to all these practitioners. They're hitting and missing your medications. This medication's not working. This medication's not working. Let's increase the dose. Let's add a dose. And it's kind of like this guessing game, because there's not always a science until this type of testing came out there. And it really, I did this test on her. She came back. And you know what, Bill? She came back to the medications that she had that adverse side effect actually tested on her genetic and DNA testing. Wow. She actually was metabolizing the medication way more than the normal individual and had adverse side effects, and how dangerous that is. And it's great because now we have this test where we don't have to hit or miss what type of antidepressant, what type of anxiety medication, or even an atypical antipsychotic medication. So many people suffer from depression and anxiety and sleep problems, and this test is so beneficial out there. Let's talk a little bit about it.
The test you're talking about is the Mental Health DNA Insight Test. That's what our company calls it, Pathway Genomics. But it's looking at over 40 genetic markers related to over 50 different types of medication, SSRIs with antidepressants, TCA, which is an antidepressant category. You're also looking at mood stabilizers, antipsychotic medications as well. And what you're talking about specifically is a drug that a patient is taking to give them either depression relief or mood stabilizing relief or anxiety relief. And if there's a medication that a patient is taking and the body doesn't have the proper genes to synthesize that medication, i.e. to go through the liver and then be expressed as an enzyme the body can use to suppress the depression that they have or anxiety that they have or mood stabilization that they don't have, this test will be able to tell the patient then slash obviously the doctor as well which medications they can take that the body can synthesize and thus use properly. And unfortunately, in the case of your patient, there were drugs that the patient was on that the drug was not working properly, not being synthesized through the liver properly, and thus not getting the proper or expected use of the medication.
Absolutely. And it really just helps us prescribe the right medications for our patients out there and adds a benefit so that we're not on this guessing game. And, you know, the other thing I want to talk about, too, is I always get the calls after the show talking a little bit about cost and these tests can help anybody. Even if you don't need to lose weight, we've talked about how beneficial that the weight program can. And really, honestly, I don't think people realize that this is actually a test that's not going to cost you that much. It's actually covered by most insurance companies out there. We're going to do whether you have insurance or whether you don't have insurance. You get my office consult for $99. If you do have out-of-network benefits, we will bill your insurance in our office too. So I want my listeners to call and check out the pricing, but it's guaranteed whether you use insurance or not, you're going to get your visit for $99. And let's talk a little bit about the cost of this type of testing and what's covered and what's not covered.
That's a really good question, because with genetic tests, it's you're not walking in and getting a comprehensive metabolic test or a lipid panel test. This is a genetic test. There's a lot more involved with doing genetic testing than there is a lot of other tests. So with that being said, our company realizes that we don't want to have patients have enormous or tremendous costs. So if you qualify under it, which most people would, if your insurance does not cover it, and it's covered under PPOs and Medicares. HMOs, unfortunately, I'm sorry for those of you out there that have Medicare, Medicaid and HMOs, it's not covered most of the time. But if it's not covered underneath a PPO or a Medicare for some reason, if you make between $0 and $50,000 a year, it's $25 out of your pocket, maximum. If you make between $50,000 to $100,000 a year, it's max out of pocket of $100. And then $100,000 to $150,000, max out of pocket is $200 and so forth. So it's very affordable for the vast majority of patients that are out there, this type of genetic testing. And if for some reason you don't have insurance or you don't want to go through your insurance, the test is more than that, unfortunately. It's about $401 for the healthy weight test, and it's about $440, just slightly under that, for the mental health test. But they do give you a discount of 35% if you have paid within the first 30 days of 35%.
That is excellent out there, and it really can benefit. The other thing is once you have this test done, you never have to have this test done again. It's done. It's your genes. Your genes never change. And for my listeners out there, again, we're going to do the consultation in my office for $99. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that's 702-731-1200. Call for your $99 consultation. All PPOs and Medicare, the testing is covered. For your HMO plans, we do have a discount cash pay pricing. And I hope you join me next week at 10 a.m. on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm going to be right back here next Saturday. We're going to have another great topic related to your health. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center.